am here in studio with Braintree Mayor Erin Joyce, and I have a red shirt on. She has a green sweater on. So I feel like we're already festive, and we're here to talk a little bit about happy holidays in Braintree. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, it's interesting talking a little bit off air, telling me just about some of the things going on in Braintree over the holidays that are run through the town and the March Christmas Center. You folks know how to do it. You know how to bring the joy and give the joy. So let's start with what's happening in Braintree. This Thursday is your big annual tree lighting at Town Hall.
Yes.
Tell us, for people that haven't been there before, time and place, what they can expect.
Yes, absolutely. So we have Town Hall right now, as I speak, is being decorated and lights put on our Town Hall tree, which is on the Town Hall Mall right in front of town, in the middle of town. So on Thursday night at 5 o'clock is the official tree lighting event. We're going to have some snacks and caroling by our Braintree High School choir, and we will have a special visitor that will help me to light the town Christmas tree. And it's going to be a great event. And this year, it's uniquely tied to a new event that we're having, which is the Festival of Trees, mm-hmm. which is a multi-day event that's going on inside Town Hall. So we're hoping that families can visit, observe the tree lighting, hang out with friends, and then if they have time, sneak into the Festival of Trees or plan to visit it later in the week. It's running through Sunday. So looking forward to kicking off the holidays with a very fun event. I think you had mentioned that it might be raining Thursday night. It's going to be rain or shine. So hopefully the weather will hold out. But if not, it'll still be a fun night.
Now, when you said special visitor, could it be, rumor has it, that Santa may be arriving by fire truck?
That is the word on the street. Yes.
Okay. I like that, the word on the street. Yes. Santa.
Yes. And we are planning to have him stick around, hopefully, for pictures, if the weather allows and Santa allows. So it'll be fun. It'll be a really good time.
That's amazing. And I know that right after is the annual Braintree Toy Drive. This is something we've been hearing about for years. It benefits the Marge Crispin Center. For people that are not familiar with all the good things that the Marge Crispin Center does, just give our listeners a little bit about what they do.
Yeah, the Marge Crispin Center for years has been such an integral part of all of our holidays, providing for families that may be in need. And there's so much that they do. And these sorts of events like the toy drive and other fundraising opportunities that happen throughout the year provide the resources to the Marge Crispin Center to be able to provide for Braintree families all throughout the year. So it's a really amazing organization run by Ann Toland, who has just, she's always on the go and she's always doing a million things and she does them well. And I just saw her at the Thanksgiving basket handout for families. And it's just such a feel good and very impactful organization. And, you know, the toy drive helps to provide toys for families that might not be able to provide for having that under their tree for their kids this Christmas.
So they can go to stop by the tree lighting, because that all starts at 5. And then you can go, because it's the same night, Thursday, 6:30 to 9, with the annual Braintree Toy Drive with the Marge Crispin Center. And people should bring an unwrapped new toy.
Yep, that's an unwrapped new toy for the Christmas Party Toy Drive. It's at the Sons of Italy in Braintree. And, you know, I know I'm always thinking about what I'm going to wear to multiple holiday parties. So when it's, you know, a couple days, you got to have a couple mm-hmm. outfits.
Sure.
You can wear one outfit, go to three events, and, you know, get the best bang for your buck.
Look at that. Yep. Look at that. Christmas joy and some good fashion tips. I like that. And it's amazing that it'll help, I believe, over 140 families, because you think most of these families have more than one child. So sometimes this can translate into sometimes over 300 kids
yeah.
that otherwise might have very little or nothing, and this will help. Now, wait, that's not all, because on Sunday in Braintree, you've got the annual Chamber of Commerce open house. What's yeah. that all about? What time does it start?
Yeah, so that's the following weekend on the 15th, 1 to 3:30 in Town Hall. The Chamber of Commerce brings in local businesses, and there's Santa pictures again, holiday music. We have performances by some of the local children's groups. It's a really awesome community event. Super well attended. I've gone the last couple of years. It's just a really great time if you can't make it to the Festival of Trees, another opportunity the following weekend to, you know, get some local holiday cheer. And again, any profits from the Chamber's open holiday open house is also goes to benefit the Marge Crispin Center.
Now, we've given folks a lot of information about all this Christmas cheer and joy in Braintree. If people think, oh, I'm not quite sure about what those details were, is this posted anywhere?
Yeah, it is. It's posted on the town's website and also on our social media pages. We had started up a mayor's office newsletter called the 02184, and the most recent edition came out last week, and a lot of that information on these events and where to go and at what time things mm-hmm. are is also in our newsletter. So hoping to get the word out. I have had residents tell me they haven't heard about the Festival of Trees and some of these events, so I'm really happy to be on here today, you know, talking about it.
Absolutely. Now, how can people sign up for the newsletter too?
So they can sign up for the newsletter on our website, the mayor's office website, and you can also just send an email or reach out to the mayor's office and let them know you want to be signed up. So it's a great extra resource to learn about what's going on around town.
Lots of good opportunities to have a good time, do good things, and help out some very good organizations. When you've gone to these kinds of events in the past, and I know you've gone to all of these, what do you hear from other people that are there besides seeing the delight on their face? What do they say to you?
I mean, people are so happy to, it really is like the truest like form of being amongst your community. Yeah. I think when you get together especially at these events where you're benefiting the Marge Crispin Center, or you're there to see holiday decorations or bump into old friends, like it's such a feel good opportunity. People are usually very, you know, happy talking about what did you do over the holidays? What are your plans for the holidays? It really is, I think, in most instances, it's bumping into faces that you don't normally mm-hmm. see day in, day out, because a lot of people come out to these events in town. The annual Christmas party toy drive that's hosted at the Sons of Italy is always just astounding at how much generosity and outpouring of, mm-hmm. You know, give back that the community has. Like Braintree is such are rooted in giving back and coming together, and these events they're just so full of that. It's just such a good like feel good time.
Okay, one more question. When do you think they're going to shoot a Hallmark movie in your town?
I mean, that's a great idea.
Sounds like it. I think you got the setting.
I think we're there. I think it's time. So
absolutely.
Well, I'll put that on the to-do list.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. And this sounds like just so many opportunities to have a good time in Braintree, to enjoy the holidays, and maybe give something back a little bit. And like you said, get out in the community, see people, and it just sounds wonderful. And remember, you can check out their website and the Facebook page. We're going to pop this up online as well.
Ah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Again, that's Braintree Mayor Erin Joyce. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome.